friends. This year should be a special schus for Armin Armin Ratzi Sheyichu. Yeshmas Maris Hester Banis Rav Shmuel. L'schus Refuas. Rav Moshe Ben Rezel. Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha. Tzvi Ben Yittel. Rav Moshe Ben Malcolm. And this year is going to be based in the Torah of Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal. The Rambam writes in Achos Paraduma Perak Aleph Alachates Nishchata L'Shem Chulin Tipada Veinu Mechaperet Nishcha Agav Marochta In Lapidion Olamis. Rambam says that if it was slaughtered, the Paraduma, to be used as an ordinary animal for Chulin, it should be redeemed and it doesn't bring about atonement. If it was slaughtered on top of the arrangement of wood set up for burning it, in which case it's kosher, the Shechita, Ein la pidyon olamis, it has no pidyon forever. So first the Rambam tells us that if it was shechted l'shem chulin for the sake of an ordinary animal, it's not mechaper. Frak the kesef mishnah, why is para different than any other chatas? Para is called a chatas, and a chatas shecha shechted l'shem chulin is ksheira. Shalo yisel d'dina d'machshava poselas bepara, omishim d'chatas karech, and the reason machshava passels by a para, then machshava that it should be l'shem chulin, is because the Torah calls it a chatas. Vim Kain, the din has to be like a chatas l'shem chulin, which is kasher azayit gefrekt, the Heilige Kesef Mishnah, the Brisker Rav, in Chedushay Morin Riza Levi Hochas Maisa Karbonas Perak Dalet Alach Yer Aleph, is a metare, it's a book, very, very famous teretz, in the name of his father, Rabbeinu Chaim, that the Rambam, Lo Ka'asi Alamidin Psul Machshav, the Rambam isn't coming, Mitzad the Psul Machshava, Ela Tekevin the Parah Kotche Bedek Abayasi, Imkei nimtza de be'ikra ha'kedusha les ba'klal shem chatas. V'chol din chatas tzarech lachol ba b'shas ha'shchita. Since the parah is katshe bedek abayis. So the ikar kedusha of chatas it doesn't yet have. The whole din chatas is only chal b'shas ha'shchita. When you're makriv v'taras parah. And since it was shechted l'shem chulin, it never got a shem chatas. And it only has kedushas damim. And therefore you can be podet. And that's the Rambam writes. That if you shechted it l'shem chulin, not b'taras paraduma, it can be redeemed and it's not mechaper. Why? Because it's still kachay b'adek abayis. In other words, it doesn't have a shem karban of paraduma, because the shem karban of paraduma is only chal b'shas hashchita. Eilu toref divrei agon reb chayim. So there in the Chedushim Aron Reza Levi, he explains that with that we can understand the Rambam. Perak Dalet Alach Gimel Shechtam Nas Lecho B'sor Lishus Midom K'sheir L'Fishlo Nemar Bar Reach Nichoach. If one shechted the carbon, the paraduma, in order to eat from its flesh or to drink from its blood, it's kosher, because it doesn't say Reach Nichoach, and this is shver, because even carbonus where it says Reach Nichoach aren't passled if you shecht the Shalol Hashem Reach. Here he's shechting Shalol Hashem Reach, that he's not intending to make this to burn it. So it's kosher. Why, says the Rambam? Because it doesn't say Reach Nichoach. Since it doesn't say Reach Nichoach, even though he shechted it, Shalol Hashem, even though he shechted it, Shalol Hashem Reach Nichoach, it's beseder. So, in fact, the Brisker Rav, I don't understand. All karbanos that say Reach Nichoach are also not nifsal. If you shechted Hashem Reach, here it doesn't say Reach Nichoach, and therefore the Rambam says it's beseder. Yeah, but always if it says Reach Nichoach, it's beseder. Even if it says Reach Nichoach, and the person shechts the Shalol Hashem Reach Nichoach, it's still kasher. It's not possible. So the Brisker Rav answer is based on the Yisrael that he said, that by par the Iker Kedusha is Kedusha Sbedek Habayis, and holding carbon Sheba is only Chal when you shecht the Lashem Par. And according to this, the Brisker Rav is Mechadesh, that by para there is no din Shestama Lashma Koi, Sheesh Bishar Korbanos. There's no din that Stama is Lashma that you have by other Korbanos. The Enu Nekar, Ava Yide Machsheva Shalol Lashma. And normally by karbanos you have a din of stama lishma. But here you don't have a din of stama lishma. Stama lishma means that by other karbanos, that even if a person has a machsheva shelo lishma, as the Brisker Rav explained elsewhere, even a person has a machsheva shelo lishma, it's not going to pass to the karban because of stama lishma. So that's only shaykh b'sha'ar zvachim, that b'etzem kedushasim are kedoshim l'shem zevach. But para, the whole din karban sheba, is only chol b'shchita l'shem para. So the chalois din l'shma is not chol memela, and only with the machshavas l'shma mefurash. or b'stam shemunach shayis lishma, only then is there a din chalois lishma. But if you say beferish that you're not doing it lishma, as be'emes lo chol ba'din chalois lishma, then if you don't say that you're doing it lishma, then there's taka no lishma. And according to this, we understand the Rambam. Because if we would say by para reich nichoach, ha'isam mifsala v'choshev lechol mipsara v'lishtos midoma, because of chisar and lishma, what lishma are we lacking? L'shem reich or l'shem nichoach. It's not being done to make a pleasant smell before Hashem. So normally, by other karbanos, it's not nifsal if it's not l'shem reich nichoach. Why not? Because there's stama lishma. But here, we're a para that doesn't have a din stama lishma. So you would say that if it's not shechta l'shem reich nichoach, one doesn't intend to make a pleasant smell out of it, it's going to be passled. And therefore, the Rambam had to tell us, no, it's still okay, because here it doesn't say reich nichoach. If it would say reich nichoach, it would be passel, because here you have no stama lishma. But that's interesting. Other korbanos, are going to be kosher even inside the reich nichoach because they're stama lishma, and that's not nekar if you have a machshava shelo lishma. Hashem came by the heilige paraduma. So here, if one has his machshava shelo lishem reich, so you would think that would passel because here it's not stama lishma. So kamashman, since it doesn't say reich nichoach, so it's still kosher. Elu torav divrei maran arav mibrisk v'chol zeh miyusod al yisoid. And this is all founded on the principle that the din of chatas karya rechmana, that the Torah calls the carbon, the paraduma, chatas, that it has a shame chatas, it's not be'etzem kedushas hapar, it's only chal, b'shas hashchita. So this is the yesod gadol of Rabbeinu Chaim that's discussed a lot in the Achronim. Just yesterday, last night, we had 3 shiurim which were discussing this yesod. In a different context, b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw niflos gedolos mitaras Hashem, baruch Hashem. However, says Hagon Rabbi Abba Berman, kol zeh l'chayre nistar medibrei harash Rav Shimshon Mishantz, one of the Balei Atosos, and the Rosh in Maseches Para, chapter 2, Mishnah 3. This is l'chora contradicted by the Gedolei Rishonim. They asked, "Lama para aduma eina osa tmura? Hare chatas karya rachmana. Torah calls it a chatas, so it should make tmura, like a chatas does." And so as Tosin Chulin 11a. Now tmura is only done when it's alive, and nevertheless the Rishonim ask that it should be truma, tmura. Because chatas kari rachmanas, so you see that the Rishonim are learning that even mechayim, it has a din of a chatas, and therefore they're asking it should make tmura. B'chein mavur ba'asagas harayvid b'lchos para. And so we see in the Raivid, para 1:1, perak aleph halacha aleph, who writes that you're not makdish a para aduma m'chus v'zman. Why not? Because chatas kari rachmanas. So you see that even before the Shechita, Yesh la din chatos. And therefore, he says, you're not allowed to be makdish a para aduma mechus v'zman because it's called a chatas. I haven't shechted it yet. So, what's the problem? What's the problem? Was it's not hekdesh because it's until you actually shecht it, it's not going to be a para aduma. It's not going to be a chatas. So why does the Ravid say you're not allowed to be makdish a para aduma mechus v'zman? Because chatas karachman, he's obviously learning that it's called a chatas even before the shechita. And ayin shem b'kesef mishnah that the Rambam is modish en makdish en para mechus v'zman. Ischatis kaya rachmana. Ela shehutzrach l'drasha deviyikho elecha para velo egla, kadei shelo yigach osa kashi egla. We need the drasha. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to buy it when it's an egla, when it's younger than a para. So that's telling you a chiddush that you're not even allowed to buy it when it's an egla. But you're also not allowed to be makdish it when it's an egla. Chora, the Rambam would hold. If you listen to those shiurim that we gave, we'll see it's not so pashut. Al kopanim, we have midivrei harishonim, the Rash, the Rosh, the Ravid, that it's already called a paraduma, even before the shechita. It's had etzem kedushasa, fnei hashechita. Ve'oid nira. Shemei Rambam atzmo. Nami mevur, that from the Rambam himself we see that it's a din chatos mishahukdasha even before the shechita. Because the Rambam writes in Hochas Me'ila in the second parak in Halacha Hey, v'chein para aduma mo'alim ba mishahukdasha ad shetase efer af al pi shehikatkotshe bedek habayis harei nemar ba chatos hi. And so too para aduma, there's Me'ila from the time it's hukdash until it becomes Efer, even though it's like Kotshe Bedek Habayis, it says Chatos Hi. For Ekta Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says, Avbi Kotshe Bedek Habayis. You read the Rambam. Ich kick oich from the Rambam kicked oich from here, and I don't understand the Rambam, the Rambam understand me. What does the Rambam mean? That even though it's Kotshe Bedek Habayis, nevertheless, there's still Me'ila. Kotshe Bedek Habayis also has Me'ila. Why does Rambam tell you a chiddush? That even though it's kakotche bedek habayis, it still has me'ila. Kakotche bedek habayis has me'ila. Rambam says, why does it have me'ila? Because it's called a chatas. You don't have to say that. You could say that it has me'ila because it's kakotche bedek habayis. Rambam says, no. Even though it's kakotche bedek habayis, it still has me'ila because it's called a chatas. Yeah, but kakotche bedek habayis also has me'ila. So as the Kesef Mishnah. Ve'ayin mechidush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi shetirates. She'af al pi she'ikikdush esperek habayis tzono lomar denehi deleka ba din chatas achar she'nisruf avinasis efer kevin anasis kol mitzvosa avi bin kol mokom kevin she'ikikot she'berek habayis וקדושת דומים שבה, לא פקה, היה בדין, שיהיה בה מעילה גם לאחר שנעשה ספר מצד קדושת דומים שבה. As you're right, it doesn't have a din chatas after it was burned, and it became ash. Since you did the mitzvah, however, it still is a din kotshe bedek habayis, it still is קדושת דומים. So there should be me'il in the efer, מצד קדושת בדק habayis part. So the Rambam fear dies, the Rambam concludes, Harei ne'emar b'chatati. Aye, but it says chatasi. So the pasuk is megala, that after the sereifa, it no longer has a din chatos, so memela, the kedushas damim also goes away and there's no longer me'ila. That's why the Rambam tells us that it says it's called a chatas. Not to tell us why there's no Mila before, there's no Mila before Pushit because, or why there is Mila before, there is Mila before Pushit because it's Kotshe Bedek Habayis. But the Chiddush of the Rambam is there's no Mila afterwards, after it becomes ash, because it's called a Chatas and you did the mitzvahs, and not only does the Kotshe Mizbeach go away, the Kedushas Mizbeach go away, and also the Kotshe Bedek Habayis goes away, the Kedushas Dam goes away. Ayin Sham B'Divrei Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi Be'arichus. Vine. Fia Kesef Mishneh. According to the Kesef Mishnah, and so explains the Kiryas Sefer, the drasha of Chatasi is referring to the Iker Din Mi'ila of Para Aduma. That the reason you're Moel is because it's a Chatas. And the Rambam is relating to what he says at the beginning. Moelim ba Mishahukdisha ad Shetayase Efer. And on this the Pasuk says Chatasi. So you see the Hejim Medivya Rambam that it has a Para Aduma is Din Chatas Mishahukdisha, even before the Shechita. As the Rambam says, V'chein paradum molim ba mishahukdisha, from the time of Hekdesh, ad shetase efer. Why? Because namar ba chatasi, it's called a chatas. Meaning the din chatas goes from the beginning, from the mishahukdisha, ad shetase efer. So you see that it's called a chatas, it's called a paraduma, even before the Shechita, from the time of Hekdesh. And even according to Reb Chaim, that Harei Namar B'Chatasi is coming to tell us why there's no Mi'ila after it becomes ash, nevertheless, we have to say that it's also referring to the Iker Din Mi'ila that was said by a para that it's called a Chatas, because the Gemara in Menachas 51b, there are two drushes. One, Chatasi Malamit Shemolim Ba, and Beis Ba'moalin, he, Ba'moalin Be'efra. Ba'malin be'efrain ma'alin. So in the Yerushalmi Sof Perek Zayin Dishkalim, that you're mo'al in it and not in its efer. And it's not mistaber that the Rambam will omit the Iker Limud of Chatasi, that we learn the Iker Din Mi'il of Paradum. It's therefore we have to say that the Rambam, the Drosh of Chatasi, is telling us both. That it's called a Chatas from the time of Hekdesh, and it's also called a Chatas even afterwards, b'mo'alin, chatasi, b'mo'alim, you're mo'alin it, but not the efer. So you see that the pasuk chatasi, according to the Gemara, and Pashtus, also according to the Rambam, is referring not only to afterwards, but even to before, even mishahukdisha. And you see that in the Gemara, that has a drasha of chatasi, malamit, shemo'alim, ba, even before it becomes efer. And there's no reason the Rambam wouldn't paskin that. So it's muchach lahedya from all these sources that a parah is din chatas mishahukdisha, even lifnei from the time of Hekdesh, even before the Shechita, and this wouldn't be against what the great Gaon, the light of Israel, Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi said, and his son, similarly the light of Israel, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev of Brisk, and later of Jerusalem. So that's awesome, but we need pshat in the Rambam. So in the next shiur, God should give us life and health and simchas chayim and financial means and everything we need. Please God, in the next shiur, we will hopefully try to understand again the Rambam. Perak Aleph Halacha Tes Nishchata L'Shem Chulin Tipada Ve'ena Mechaperes. It's the Kash of the Kesef Mishnah. Maishna Para, why is Para different than any Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Chulin, that it's Kasher? And here we say no good. And saying that it doesn't yet have a din of chatas until the actual shechita. And if you shechted it not l'shem chatas, then it never got the shame of a chatas. That doesn't hold water, because we see that mishahukdisha is a shem chatas. So it should be kosher. So please stay tuned, and may God give us the brains and koach and everything we need to. Bizocha to be mamshich. Okay, thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.